True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then I got into this whole LeBron effect thing. So just briefly, I just want to just finish that thought. That LeBron is the only athlete that I've ever seen in my life where the hype coming out of school was so great. I thought, man, this guy has got a ton of pressure, especially for an 18-year-old. How is he ever going to live up to it? And then the point that I was making was that no matter how many rings you give LeBron, no matter how great of a player he was in the NFL, to me, and the way he changed the game from a business standpoint, like the greatest accomplishment that LeBron, in my world, is that he lived up to every bit of expectation that was coming out of high school and did it with flying colors. And like, I will always look at him in that aspect beyond the basketball player, what he did to change the game. But the backlash on that was he set the bar. And I think after LeBron, it became easier for ownership groups and franchises and sports organizations to reward players before they ever hit the field or hit the court or hit the ice or whatever. And he set that bar. And I think for every athlete after him, it's been a difficult task. And then as fans, we still are in a transition of trying to understand how could you actually pay a player before they even did anything? LeBron earned it after the fact. It's hard for some of these players to live up to the fact. So, excuse me, I just wanted to finish that thought that I had, and that was the whole LeBron effect that I was talking about. All right, so Joe Flacco has paid his dues. He's on the other end of the spectrum for this thing. He's the exact opposite. What'd you hear from Joe? What do you think?
Joe, I like listening to Joe. He's very confident, very comfortable, obviously very experienced. I'm just, you know, my concern is, Andy, it's not even, but a part of it is that he's 40 and his future is certainly in the rearview mirror. That's not good for the football team. And one aspect of it that people don't want to buy into because he had five really good games here is that he hasn't had much success in the last number of years. And people don't want to buy that. So I hope that he can come out and have success here. I just, you know, the numbers don't lie. The level of his play doesn't lie. He's not been overly successful since he left Baltimore. Here he did just great. That was fun. But overall, it's not been terrific. He had some nice passing games last year, but he didn't play well enough for the Colts to leave him in there and put Anthony Richardson on the bench.
But the Colts really wanted to see Anthony Richardson.
Well, they wanted to this year, and they allowed Daniel Jones to beat him out.
Yeah.
So,
well, but they had to learn at some point.
Daniel Jones could beat him out, but Joe couldn't, and people don't like Daniel Jones.
But can you flip that around and say, what if it was Daniel Jones last year and they had Anthony Richardson? Don't you think they would have wanted to see Richardson as much then as they did with Flacco there?
Not if the guy had gone in and won games for him.
If Richardson had Flacco.
If you said Daniel Jones. If he had been the guy and he had won games, my guess is Richardson wouldn't have been put back on the field.
I know what you're saying, and I believe that you can will that into reality. I think that they wanted Richardson to get out on the field, and it didn't matter who was in his way.
But if the guy's winning, he's not going to get back on the field.
Yeah, I just don't see it as a rip on Flacco. And I don't know if that's...
I'm not ripping Flacco, and I'm not just looking at last year. I'm looking at since he left Baltimore.
So what would make
you... He's just not been that successful, and I hope he can change that this year.
So define success for Flacco.
Win games.
That's it.
Well, that's the key, Andy. That's the idea.
Well, he won games here last time he was here.
He hasn't... Yes, five games.
So that was success.
He went 4-1 in five games here. What my point is that since he's left Baltimore, he's not been that successful. I mean, that's just an undisputed fact.
Well, but you're saying that, yet he had success here. That's what I'm asking
you
to say.
He's not been that successful since he left Baltimore.
Did he have success in Cleveland? Yes or no?
That's a very small sample size of since he's left.
But getting you to the playoffs.
You want me to give you the records?
No, I don't need the records.
Denver 2-6, Jets 0-4. Jets 0-1, Jets 1-3, Cleveland 4-1, Indy 2-4.
So who gave him the most opportunity there?
I hope he can repeat that, what he did here. I'm not banking on it. Neither are the Browns, because they drafted two running backs or two quarterbacks, and they have two draft picks for next year.
I can make the argument that they are banking on it because they've got two rookie quarterbacks.
Well, then shame on them.
Why? If they think that Joe Flacco can come in here.
I hope he's terrific. The track record tells you, Andy, that he hasn't been very good since 2014.
All right, I'll go back. Again,
he led a Baltimore team to a 10-6 record in 2014.
Okay, so he was 10-6
since then. He's had, as a starting quarterback, as the quarterback of record, he's had two seasons where he had a winning record. One in Baltimore when they went 9-7, led them to draft Lamar Jackson. That worked out very well.
Okay.
And one in Cleveland when he went 4-1 in five games. I mean, those are just the numbers. That's fact.
23. What year was the 9-7 season? How long has Jackson been in the league? I'm trying to remember.
2017.
That was 2017. So, but in between, so let me just say this. Let's go back.
That's the last winning record he's had.
And in 2018, what was his record then?
4-5.
4-5. So they gave him 9 starts there. So that's, I consider that opportunity. And then after that, it's been the opportunity has been 5 games or less for the most part, right? Indy didn't
eight
give
games in Denver. He went 2-6.
8 in Denver, 2-6. Now they didn't. Did they play defense in those games too? I don't know. Is it all on him,
Andy? God, I hope you're right. I hope Joe is the reincarnation of Tom Brady in his 40s. I hope he is. I really do. I'm just not banking on it.
So let me go back and ask you the question that I asked you before. Define success for
win
Flacco
games.
Beyond winning
games.
Like,
there is no success other than winning games.
Okay, so then he was successful last time he was here. But otherwise, when you look at the big picture, he's not had success since his 9-7 season. Is that what you're saying?
I would say success was 10-6. He's been basically he's not had very much success since 2014.
Other than here.
If you want to call that success in five games, that was great. It was the same record Deshaun Watson had as a starting quarterback here in the same season. They played differently. Joe was better. But Deshaun went 4-1 as well. Was that a success?
Yes, I think he was a success. Yes.
There you go.
I definitely think Joe had success here. Yeah. There are culture changers out there. Now, I don't know if he can do it again this year. I'm not saying that he will, but he was definitely a culture changer. For the guys on that team and bringing guys a winning attitude. Like, I know you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You guys are going to go, it was money. But there's a reason. I got to believe there's another reason why Myles Garrett said, okay, I'm coming back. He easily could have got that money somewhere else.
It wasn't banking on a 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
What was it?
Andy, they're paying the guy.
Beyond money, there's got to be something more. That anybody else in the league could have paid him money, too.
Let's not rule out that moving sucks.
Okay, that's true. How many pizzas do you have to give your buddies to come in?
Got to hire the moving company.
Moving is awful. Don't sleep on that one.
It would have taken a day to move his Halloween decorations alone. A day. How many trucks do they need for that? Let's be honest.
Take a couple.
I think Flacco can start 17 games if they need him to. And I think the Browns believe that more than I do. If they need him to start 17 games, he's going to. I shouldn't say the Browns. I think Kevin Stefanski believes he could. That he could come in and start 17 games for him. Now, the question is he going to be able to stay healthy? Again, we started the show by talking about a team that we thought at the best. Give me your best case scenario, win-wise, no matter who quarterback is, Jeff. At the best, how many wins do they have?
I don't know.
Guess.
Seven.
Dan.
Seven. Yeah, it feels
seven.
About right.
I said eight. So we're all in the same ballpark. If that's success, it's where is it going to put you in the draft next year? And if they win eight, they win eight. I hate going into a season thinking they're going to lose.
You're allowed to be optimistic, but you also should be realistic. Here, quick math according to Football Reference. Joe went 10-6 in 2014. That's 10 years ago. His record in the games where he's the quarterback of record, and I'm sure that, you know, so it's not exactly right because he might have played part of one or whatever, is 33-46.
And so we listened to that. We had a pretty spirited debate about Joe Flacco and just, you know, what are your expectations? What are your feelings about him? What do you think? Can he start 17 games for this team? Can he help them win? Do you think he's, you know, completely done? Is it a failure if he makes it all the way through the season because we didn't get a chance to see the rookie quarterbacks? There's a number of just like different thoughts and topics when it comes to Joe Flacco. And, you know, what do you really want? What do I really want? I want Joe Flacco to be able to go out there and start 17 games and help this team get to the playoffs. Is that realistic?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe.
Probably not.
No, but maybe.
I think he can. Of anybody who's wearing a jersey that's eligible to play quarterback on this team, he would be the one because God knows we've only had six different quarterbacks in here this year that have been eligible. And one that can't play, and then you bring another guy, practice squad. It's confusing. Mark is in Cleveland. I'm Mark.
Hey, guys. I think we're going to be playing for first-round pick for next year because Flacco's going to be lucky to make it through the first six games. And the stats that Jeff has been bringing up about Flacco is really disturbing. And
The wins and losses?
Yes.
Did you watch the game? Did you watch the baseball game last night? I'm just curious.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Tim Herron took the loss last night. Did he deserve to take the loss? I don't think so. Was it all his fault? No, I don't think so. I'm not a big proponent. I mean, and we were talking about this in the break. There have been, you know, years where Brett Favre hasn't had great win-loss records, but other quarterbacks out there who you would never take over Brett Favre had better win-loss records. I mean, it's a game of 22, not a game of one. And you need your defense to be able to settle in and help you win some games too, or at least give you the opportunity to win games. Right,
but I think yes, I agree. But okay. I think Pickett. I thought Pickett all along was. I wanted to see this guy come here and succeed. I mean, he's a former number one pick. You know, that what would have been better than have him come here and succeed, getting them from originally from Pittsburgh, their number one pick, and have them.
Is there a reason why Pittsburgh didn't want him? Look, I'll buy the argument that things went sideways with an offensive coordinator. I'll buy that. I got no problem with that.
The guy lost the competition because he pulled his hamstrings, for crying out loud. So, he never got a chance to show what he could do. So, I'm really disappointed now.
I'm sorry.
I'm with you on that, Mark, by the way. I wanted to see those two guys compete for that game.
I would have, too, but he didn't win the job. I mean, and the other thing is, not only did he not win the job, they thought it was equal to a fifth-round pick. So, if the Browns, clearly, I mean, they thought getting a fifth-round pick and having the opportunity to let their young quarterbacks get out on the field maybe at some point was greater than having Joe Pickett play quarterback in Cleveland this year. I don't know. I wanted to see Joe Pickett too.
Kenny.
Yeah. Joe, why do I keep saying Joe Pickett? Help me.
Because of Joe Pickens from St. Ignatius.
That's exactly right. It's this whole Cleveland thing I got going on inside my mind. Dan and I were talking just a little bit about the whole quarterback record thing. And Jeff, I do think you're valid in your points. And I think it's beyond the record. I think ability to lead a team to win and losing. That's what I think. I think it's bigger than
and
that.
And he has that.
Yeah.
You know, did you think Vinny Testaverde was a good quarterback?
Not really. I thought he was okay.
I think Vinny and Joe are very comparable guys. Vinny was in lesser situations than Joe was in Baltimore. And Vinny's thrown more touchdown passes in his career. Vinny played into his 40s. Didn't mean he played terribly well. I think they're very similar kind of quarterbacks. Big arms, big bodies, didn't always know where it was going. And many teams thought Vinny was the guy and moved along from him, Tampa, Browns. Baltimore moved on from Joe for Lamar Jackson, who was clearly a talent that everybody missed on. And no team has locked into Joe as their guy since. Hopefully he's able to do it this year. I really do. Why wouldn't I want him to succeed? I do. But I just think we all need to be realistic. I'm with Mark. I was so hoping that Kenny Pickett would come in here and be good. Well, he pulled his hamstring. We don't know if he would have been good. We can trust the Browns on this. Have them think, if you want to trust the Browns, it's this. We saw enough of Kenny Pickett with everything else before he pulled his hamstring that we weren't interested. I hope that was the case.
Still, he was the number one guy that went out and got.
I'm disappointed we
didn't get to see him. I'm truly disappointed. But maybe we get to see him, playing for another team.
We might.
Cody's in Cleveland. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
What's up, Cody? Thanks, man.
Hey, it was actually perfect timing that you guys are talking about Kenny Pickett again. I love the Browns. We're Browns fans. We tore Kenny Pickett up. Kenny Pickett is trash. Jeff, I don't know why you wanted to see him so bad.
I didn't say I wanted him to be the starter. What I wanted him to be was to beat out Joe Flacco. We never saw if he had the chance to do that. That's all I wanted, Cody. Let's see who wins.
Did you look into Kenny Pickett's stats?
Yeah, I did. He's 15-10 as a starter. If you're going for starters.
13-10, he said?
15.
Oh, well, the Browns got him. I was very upset with the pick of Kenny Pickett. I just think as Browns fans, we need to rally around Joe this season. Could be his last year, And he's definitely our best case of going to the playoffs if we're not going to put one of these quarterbacks, these rookies in.
What do you realistically think they're going to be, Cody? How many wins do they win realistically?
This year?
Yeah.
I think we're getting 8 wins.
That's not playoffs, is it?
As far as the draft pick, but I'm...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm not looking forward to drafting another quarterback, you know?
Yeah, but Cody, I don't think you're gonna have a choice.
Who we got.
See, Andy, what Cody
Thanks,
said,
Cody.
What I said, best case scenario, what you said, 8 wins.
Mm-hmm.
It's what your friend said. Doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good. Now, it's a step in the right direction, but it also is a step away from a higher draft pick, which might give you a better quarterback for the next decade. That's why I think it's a really weird situation for the Browns this year. I mean, I'd love to see him go win 12 games, but I'd love to see him win 12 games with Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel as the starting quarterback, because then I might have an answer. Do I have a guy? If they go, if they go 3-3 with Joe and they go 3-3 with Gabriel, that's what, 6-6, and that's 12. And if you go 3-2 with Shedeur, does Shedeur answer the question? No. You know, that's why I almost think you should just start one of these rookies and go for it. I mean, why do you want to win games to get to be .500? It doesn't help you this year.
The reason I don't want to start one of these guys is because if they are, why wouldn't you give them a chance just to kind of ease into the season a little bit more? I mean, I know. We're not looking at a guy they drafted in the first round. I think that's
I just think it's a really precarious situation that they've put themselves in. I really do. I just think it's a real tough situation.
The other point I wonder is, what if they didn't draft Sanders? How does this whole story change?
It's a different story. Then your quarterbacks are probably
Flacco,
Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel, or Flacco or Pickett and Tyler Huntley.
One of those other two guys. Yeah.
Which certainly feels a lot better, and that's nothing against Shador. If they hadn't drafted Gabriel, then drafted Shador, same thing. But instead you have two rookie quarterbacks, neither of whom is ready to start right now, which is okay. But now you've got one. I mean, Shador's going to get no reps. They always say the backup quarterback doesn't get any reps, so what about the third string
quarterback?
Unless
he's getting reps as a scout team quarterback. That's it. I mean,
or maybe totally, that's Bailey Zappe, yeah.
Maybe. But I can think of situations where Sanders should be out there taking reps. Anytime you have a quarterback who's able to, although Gabriel can move in the pocket too.
Gabriel moves better than Sanders.
Yeah, so is it Gabriel who then is running the scout team this week, and then maybe Sanders is taking the second? I don't know how who do you want to emulate Joe Burrow going into this game this week?
Probably Bailey Zappe.
Maybe Bailey Zappe. And so, yeah, you find yourself in that predicament of going there. I do wonder, though, I think the fan reaction would be totally different right now. And I don't think, how many times did I hear that that Gabriel was public enemy number one? I mean, how does a guy come in here as a rookie, as a backup? Because let's face it, backup is normally the most liked position in town. When you're Dylan Gabriel, you're sitting there going, oh, he's a backup quarterback. Oh, man, I can't wait to see Gabriel. I can't wait to see him because he's the number two quarterback. And your number three quarterback is probably somebody else that isn't going to play. But now you've got a guy that fans want to see play who's sitting there as your number three quarterback, but you know that there has to be some development that's got to come into play on this. But I also think, and I know I'm going around in circles on this, but how do you develop faster than actually being on the field? You're right, Jeff. There are parts of me that says just throw the guys to the wolves. The problem with throwing these guys to the wolves.
If they're not ready, we have DeShone Kizer and Tim Couch. You don't want that again.
No, you don't. You don't. So, I don't know. We sit here, we look at Flacco and try to figure this thing out. And I think he can win. I think he can start. I shouldn't say win. I think he could start 17 games this year if they need him to, as long as he stays healthy. But that tells us absolutely nothing about Sanders and Gabriel. And Dan,
and maybe what you should do next year.
It's true. It's true. All right. And Daryl standing by in Berea to give us a little bit of an update on what is going on out in Berea. I think Daryl's on the comic. So, Daryl, you there? Never mind. Daryl is right here. Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Well, hey, my friend, how was practice?
Well, practice is yet to be practiced.
So. Over the last couple of days, I mean, I should probably preface it that way. Sorry.
I mean, they had one on Monday after taking the weekend off. So, I mean, look, they just based on, what's coming out of the locker room right now, it feels like that they believe that they're ready to go for the season. Kevin Stefanski said, and you guys obviously had the presser on there earlier, feels like they're in good shape from a health standpoint. And for me, that's, I think, one of the most important things, right? Everybody's healthy. Pieces and parts are going to be available. Mike Hall Jr., really the only guy with that knee injury. He's the only one on the active 53 that is not expected to practice today. I don't really know when he's going to be able to get out there for them. But, otherwise, they're in pretty good health. And as I said, I think that that's one of the most significant things for them heading into week one, is that they are healthy.
Daryl, they didn't put Mike on the IR. What do you think the timeline might be?
Yeah, I mean, who knows at this point? And then obviously they're not going to give up a whole lot of information regarding that, Jeff. But I would say this. The fact that they did not put him on IR, they didn't put him on PUP where he misses the first 4 weeks of the season, right? That obviously it tells you that, a week or two, right?
Yeah.
Maybe three. We've had this situation in the past with injuries, right, where they have not done that, right, and the guy did end up missing 4 weeks, and then people like me have to ask, hey, he did miss, you could have, freed up a roster spot there. Why didn't you do it? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we just, thought he was going to be back. He didn't. He went back, and that is what it is. But I would say that obviously they organizationally they feel pretty positive about his progress to not you know have him miss the first 4 weeks of the season.
Darryl, we've been kicking around Joe Flacco and what the expectation is for him this season. What are your expectations for Joe Flacco?
Look, first of all, he's got to be healthy, okay? Secondly, if they're able to protect him, I think he gives them their best chance to win. And as long as he's healthy, he's not turning the football over, and they're able to win a couple of games, they're going to stick with him. If he is turning the ball over and they're not winning games and the offense is not doing what they expected to do, then the leash is going to get short, and they will then turn it over to one of the rookies, most likely Dylan Gabriel, right? So that's the reality of this. And I think that deep down, Joe knows and understands the situation for what it is. He's obviously not going to talk about it all that much, but he gets it. He knows what the deal is. So he's got to stay healthy. He's got to go out and play well, and then win some games here along the way.
Darryl Ryder joining us. The running game to me is clearly one of the keys to what they're trying to do this year, Darryl. Can they get it done with Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson? Is Rocket Sanders viable here? I mean, he's the big guy that, you know, it looks like a Quinshon Judkins knockoff. I wonder, well, accurate? That's kind of accurate, isn't it?
That's why I laughed.
I wonder, okay, and, you know, good running backs can run behind good offensive lines, and I think they can pull it off. But, man, I'm not sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that that's one of the enigmas going into this season, right? I mean, they drafted Quinshon with the thought that he was going to be the new franchise running back one, right? And that he was going to be an integral part of this offense. Like, Dylan Sampson, nice kid, but not a lot of wow from him in the preseason and during training camp. And that's okay. Like, that's not a criticism, but that's a fact, right?
Right.
Just not a lot of wow from him. Jerome Ford, I mean, I think it is what it is, you know, there. Nice player. I don't think I have running back one expectation for him from a production standpoint, but he has to fill those shoes because Judkins is not available. And, you know, so I know what they want from their running game. I just don't know what to expect from it, from a proficiency standpoint and a production standpoint. And I don't know if it's all that fair to expect a lot from it at this point without having Judkins in the fold.
Give me your confidence level in the offensive line.
If they're healthy, it's a 10.
I agree with you, Darryl. I agree. I mean,
look, DeJuan Jones, when he was healthy as a rookie, when he stepped in, right? We remember that roller coaster, right? You know, you go back to his rookie season, struggled to get through rookie minicamp, right? And we're making the jokes and all that. And then Conklin gets hurt. He goes to right tackle, goes in, oh, plays pretty well. Then left tackle gets hurt. He's got to go over to the left side. And then he was he was arguably one of the best left tackles in the game that season until he got hurt. Okay. So the talent's there. He resculpted his body this offseason. He looks great. He's just a massive human being. Big test this week with Trey Hendrickson, right? Well, welcome back to Juan. You get Trey Hendrickson right out of the gate, but like he's got the talent. Jack Conklin, same thing. When he's healthy, he's one of the best right tackles in the game. So if they're able to stay healthy up front, they're going to be fine. Not worried about it at all. Now, Ethan Posick injured the knee there in training camp. Good to see him on the practice field Monday. They're pretty optimistic he's going to be able to go Sunday. But, yeah, if that offensive line is able to stay healthy, man, I'm very, very confident in that group. They're very experienced. They're very talented. And to me, it all comes down to health and availability.
So if the offensive line is healthy, why do you think that we're hoping for just a meh offensive season from our quarterbacks and our skill players? If the offensive line is a 10, right? And they can play well, I believe Joe Flacco can get anybody the ball I mean, he doesn't have to be the greatest quarterback on earth to do that, but he throws a good ball. He's able to see the field better than most. And like, why wouldn't we expect more out of this? Why does everybody think that this team is, you know, 30th at best in the league?
Well, because there's questions at receiver, not named Jerry Jeudy, and there's questions with the running game. That's why. Plain and simple. Like, don't know what to expect from the running backs. Don't know what to expect from anybody not named Jerry Jeudy. That's 100%. And Joe Flacco's 40 years old.
You're not sure about the running game.
Yeah, and he didn't exactly light it up in Indianapolis, even though that was a messed up situation. And I think that there's something to be said for the environment and the situation and things like that. But, I mean, that's why, now, if they can get a little something from the running game, if Cedric Tillman can blossom into the player, which, by the way, before he suffered that concussion, let's not remember.
He's on his way.
Cedric was, I mean, he was going off.
He was on his way, Daryl. He looked good.
He really was. So if he turns into the player that we started to see last year before that concussion, right? Okay, that's a massive win for the Browns. If Isaiah Bond can come in here and contribute as a rookie, right, and use that speed to get on top of defenses and make some big plays down the field, that's a win. I'm a big believer in Harold Fannin Jr. He's kind of my guy. I love the pick when it was made during the draft. Based on what I've seen in practice from him, and I think the sky's the limit for that kid. I really do. So there is potential here, and that's the thing. There is potential here. It's just, you know, are they going to be able to realize the potential? And I think that a lot of the national folks who aren't here covering the team every day, that really pay the cursory attention to the Browns, they're sitting there saying, yeah, there's just not a flash on the offensive side of the ball. Joe Flacco is 40 years old. They really don't have much in the receiver room. The running game right now, there's not much to be spoken for there. The offensive line has been dealing with injuries. So, yeah, so I get why the national pundits feel the way they do. But, listen, I certainly see scenarios where this could ultimately be a much more fun football season here in Cleveland than a lot of folks want to predict.
Daryl, we said it earlier in the show. You just said it, too, because you said if. So there are a lot of ifs. And if some of the ifs get answered in a positive way, this could be a lot more fun than a lot of people think it's going to be. But there are a lot of ifs.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just the reality of where they're at in their team-building process. Yep. And, you know, they've got 12 rookies on the 53. There's obviously, they won't say it organizationally, but obviously, there is some intentionality with the youth movement, with the roster, right, to try and infuse some youth into the roster, which is very expensive. I think it's a cash payroll somewhere around $314 million, which is amongst the league leaders in that respect. So, and they need to do that. There's going to be a massive transition on the offensive line at some point in the next year or two. You got a couple of guys that are in their contract years as well. But, yeah, there's a lot of ifs here with this football team, mostly on the offensive side of the ball. And as we know, this is an offensive league.
Hmm. Daryl, thank you as always. We appreciate you. And we're always watching on YouTube and checking it out at 923thefan.com. Thank you, Daryl.
Thanks, D.
You bet, guys.
All right. He is Daryl Ryder.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.